Bonneville. Throughout the past week, the Bonneville Jr. Pontiacs competed in three high-scoring games, collecting two wins and a loss. On Wednesday, the Pontiacs hosted the White Court Wolverines at the R.J. Lalonde Arena. The home team was explosive on the ice, earning four goals in the first period to the Wolverines' 2 points. The Pontiacs remained comfortably in the lead for the entirety of the game. When the final buzzer sounded, the Pontiacs were up 7-4. While the game's results appear one-sided, the Wolverines put up a strong resistance both offensively and defensively, but the away team was unable to shut down the opportunities created by the Pontiacs. Out of the home team's 7 goals, 6 of them were scored by different players. Those finding the back of the net included Junior Ashmead, Cole Hipkin, who netted 2 goals, Matt Jompa during a power play, Sam Schofield, Trey Funk and Ethan Look, who had help earning the team's final goal on the Wolverines' empty net. On Saturday, the Pontiacs traveled to Sherwood Park to take on the Crusaders. The match also resulted in high numbers being marked on the scoreboard, only this time the Pontiacs were not the recipients of the win. The Crusaders took control of the ice early on, scoring 3 points in the first period, 2 in the second and 1 goal in the third period. Pontiac's defenseman Joshua Simpson answered the Crusaders' first goal. Sherwood Park's next 4 goals would go unanswered until partway through the third period. The Pontiac's second and final goal of the night was earned by Bonneville rookie Baden Vandenbilch. This goal was answered shortly after by the hosting team, resulting in a 6-2 loss for Bonneville. While the Pontiacs only scored twice, they racked up 28 minutes in the penalty box. Calls against the Bonneville team included roughing, unsportsmanlike conduct, as well as a 10-minute misconduct call against Pontiac's defenseman Quinton Gove. Despite the Pontiac's numerous penalty kills, the Crusaders only managed to earn 1 power play point during Friday night's game. On Saturday, the Junior Pontiacs returned to the RJ Arena to host the Drayton Valley Thunder. The match offered redemption from the Pontiacs' Friday night loss. During the first period, Pontiac's rookie Max Seguin put up the home team's first goal about a third of the way through the first period. Nicholas Beaudoin scored a second for the Pontiacs. Bursting into the second period, Matt Jompa put up a third goal in less than 2 minutes. Mike Cataldo followed with a fourth goal shortly after. As the second period neared its end, both Beaudoin and Seguin earned their second goals of the night. The second period ended with Pontiacs counting 6 goals to the Thunder's 1. As pressure intensified in the third period, the Thunder was able to earn 1 more point that was shortly answered by the Pontiacs' Joshua Simpson during a power play. The home team finished Saturday's match winning 7-2 in front of a crowd of 296 people. The Pontiacs will have a 6-day break before hosting the Fort McMurray Oil Barons on Friday, November 25 at the R.J. Lalonde Arena. Puck drop is at 7 p.m.